Macmillan Audio presents Blueprints by Barbara Dolinsky, read for you by Amy Rubinate. Prologue. The rain let up just in time. The final day of taping for the spring season of Gut It was about to begin, and though the sun hadn't yet appeared, Caroline McAfee's hopes were high. Well behind the stream of work vehicles pulling up on the road, the western sky was giving way to scattered patches of blue, as the June breeze pushed gunmetal clouds east toward Boston and the sea. How to describe what she felt as she stood at the head of an all-new cobblestone drive, looking at the rebuilt facade of what had once been a weary old cape? There was relief that the hard work was done, and surprise, always surprise, that everything had come together so well. There was also a sense of ownership. Caroline hadn't asked to be the mouthpiece of the show, but after nearly 10 years as host, it was her baby as much as anyone's. Gut It was a local public television production, a home renovation series headlined by women, specifically the women of McAfee Homes. It touted neither high drama nor celebrity antics, just real work by real people with whom an audience of real women identified. The taping was done by a single cameraman who was male but good, and directed by an executive producer who was female and smart. If said producer was also prickly at times, the success of the show forgave it. Over the course of 20 projects, Gut It had built a cult following that Caroline believed would only grow with this one. Glancing skyward, she rubbed her hands together and grinned at the camera. "I wore yellow today to inspire the weather gods." She hitched her head at the approaching blue. "But how perfect is this? Welcome back."